WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Officials are still looking for the suspected shooter following this morning's mass shooting in Highland Park. Six people are confirmed dead, and more than two dozen people have been taken to the hospital with injuries. WBEZ's Sarah Karp is in the Chicago suburb, and she joins us live. Sarah, what do we know about what took place today?
So, at about 10:14 this morning, when the Highland Park parade was about two-thirds over, shooting rang out. Police now say it came from a rooftop. They say that a ladder to get to the rooftop was not secure, and that the shooter went up there and started shooting at the crowd, bystanders, and people walking in the parade. The shooter left a gun behind. It was a high-powered weapon, according to police. And the speculation is that maybe he left it so that he could escape less notice.
And Sarah, do we know anything about the people who have lost their lives? We know that there are six of them. Anything else?
We know that five were dead on the scene and a sixth person died in the hospital. The five that died on the scene were all adults, according to the coroner. She, the coroner, didn't know the age of the person who died at the hospital, but the fire department said one of those who was transported in critical condition was a child. And again, we don't know the age of the sixth person who died, but we do know that there was at least one child that was critically injured.
What are police doing now?
So right now, police are looking for the shooter. That's the main thing that they're doing. They also have a lot of people out, a lot of different agencies are out and about going, knocking on doors in the neighborhoods and also at the stores near to where the shooting happened, because the police are escorting people out of those businesses if they stayed there to shelter in place. They're also telling people in the immediate area to continue to shelter in place, but they've allowed sort of a broader area to stop sheltering in place. However, I will tell you that it's raining in the North Shore, so I doubt that many people are out anyway.
And Sarah, have you heard from officials, residents? How are people reacting and responding to this?
Well, I did talk to one man and his daughter who were in the area, and they were horrified. I mean, obviously, you can imagine that they were just terrified. They had seen at least two people on the ground who they think both were passed away, and then they wound up running into a store and sitting with some other injured people, waiting for the police to come and get them to escort them out. And, you know, there's a lot of discussion in events like these about, like, gun laws and whether there's enough gun laws. But I think that the thing that a lot of people are saying is that this was something that they did every year. They went to this parade. It was a tradition. And they are just really sad that this got interrupted the way it did.
That's WBEZ Sarah Karp reporting from Highland Park. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
You're listening to 91.5 WBEZ. And a doctor at North Shore Highland Park Hospital says they've treated more than 25 people. This was 25 of 26 for gunshot wounds, and they range in age from 8 to 85 years old. Only two are being kept in the Highland Park Hospital. About 10 have been transferred, he says, to other hospitals or treated and then able to be released. Congressman Brad Schneider says he and his team were at the starting point of the Highland Park Independence Day parade when this morning shooting happened. The North Shore Democrat says he and his team are safe. On Twitter, Schneider extends his condolences to the families of the victims, and he adds that he's committed to do everything to make our children, towns, and nation safer. We've got more news on the way for you right here on 91.5 WBEZ. During All Things Considered, we will continue to bring you live press conferences, reportedly soon with Governor J.B. Pritzker, as well as with officials in Highland Park. And the latest news emerging from today's mass shooting on the 4th of July parade in Highland Park.